Jenna McMonagall is the sister of Jasmine McMonagall and is on the program with me now. Jenna, thank you very much for joining us. How are you and your mum and the family keeping?
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me on this morning. Yeah, we're doing okay. It's been such a long journey, over 4 years, and it's just kind of unbelievable today that it's over, you know.
And it was in stages, wasn't it, Jenna? I mean, obviously you had the terrible loss of your sister and the circumstances, which is incredibly difficult to sort of to work through. But then you've got this period in between it and then a trial, and you must feel like sometimes you're in some sort of a no man's land trying to process all that grief, but at the same time knowing that it all has to be revisited through a trial.
Yeah, it's definitely like a bit of a limbo, you know, and you kind of get yourself psyched up to go to something related to the court or go to speak to the guards about something, and then you kind of bring yourself back again, and then before you know it, you're away again. So it's just a real roller coaster for sure. But it's as I said, it's just very hard to believe that it's kind of come to an end of this part of the journey, but it's been so long.
And I mean, obviously the trial was very, very difficult. What's your reaction to the outcome of that trial? This person will serve 14 years, has already served a couple of those, and that sentence also too automatically has 25% for good behaviour. Now, of course, the judge set a number of conditions for his release and for that last year being suspended. But what's your reaction to that sentence, Jenna?
Over the past 4 years, if I've learned anything, it's that the law is very, very strange. We've kind of been prepared for this outcome. You know, it was a very strange way it went with the jury. The jury kind of basically had one option. But as far as the diminished responsibility, it's just very hard to wrap your head around the fact that, you know, somebody that had kind of said this on several different occasions, that he, you know, expressed that he would like to do this to my sister and then actually did it. And that, you know, it was a drug-related, alcohol-related, you know, could have affected his mental health at the time. And, like, these are things that he chose to do himself. If it was our way, he would never see the light of day again. But it's, you know, just tricky with this diminished responsibility aspect. But, you know, we're never going to be happy with the outcome.
No, of course not. And we were just speaking a little earlier on. I mean, obviously, the prosecution, they themselves had their own witness to assess his responsibility, and effectively the reason why you say the jury ended up with just one choice was because effectively they were for the most part in agreement with the defense witnesses. Did your heart sink at that point?
Yeah, we kind of knew this a little bit earlier than that time that this was probably going to be the case, so we were a little bit prepared when we went in there. But yeah, whenever I found out that this side agreed that at the time that it happened, he did have a psychosis or whatever it was. It did. But I have to say, like, the prosecution, she did, you know, say that during interviews and things, like, although he had this whatever at the time it happened, you know, he was very prone to exaggerating his symptoms and things like this during interviews, and just, you know, and a psychosis, as they say, can last a few minutes and then afterwards fine again. It's just, oh, it's just very hard to accept the fact that somebody who knows, you know, that maybe taking drugs, drinking alcohol is going to affect them badly, or, you know, somebody who has basically premeditated something like this can, you know, be walking free again and so many years and a bit off for good behaviour.
Because there's thousands of people out there, many listening to this programme, that realise that drink or drugs doesn't agree with them, that they go into White Oaks or somewhere else or seek support or help. You know, in general society, if people feel that they have a problem, often they go and seek help. They don't go on to rob two beautiful children and a family of another beautiful person in Jasmine. And in terms of the future, Jenna, are you just sort of trying to process this verdict and sentencing and the sentencing yesterday, or is your mind already turning to the fact that is this person going to be out in 7 or 8 years? Am I going to bump into him in the street? You know,
as soon as the verdict is kind of read, that's the first thing that you're thinking about. Like, this person is going to be out, and how old am I going to be then? How old are the children involved going to be then? You know, what am I going to be protected? What's he going to be thinking when he gets out? What's he going to want to? Who's he going to want to see? This type of thing. It's just all running through your head. You know.
Yeah. Can we remember? Go ahead.
To be honest, like, I wouldn't want to be in a room with him in 10 years' time. Whatever.
Jasmine was a beautiful person inside and out. We're all familiar with her pictures and her smile and her infectious smile. Can you talk to me a little bit about Jasmine? Can we remember Jasmine and...
It's so hard to even, like, summarize her in a short few words. And we share lots about her on Mum's page, Smile for Jasmine. Like, we share pictures and things like this. But to actually, like, the essence of Jasmine, she was so funny. She was just such a great girl. She was so smart and so, so kind to her family. And, you know, I think as Mum had said before, like, she sponsored a child from another country, and she... You know, at Christmas time, she'd be the person that you just have a mountain of presents from Jasmine. And maybe on, like, Friday the 13th and things, she'd be the one playing pranks. She was just, she's a real character.
And your mother mentioned how much she loved Christmas as well.
Oh, she loved Christmas. She loved Christmas, yeah. Mm. She really did.
And I know...
We lost so much.
Yeah, and I know it's really important, and that's why I wanted to ask about Jasmine, and I'm glad you got to mention the Facebook page, because it's really important that for the family and for everyone and for the children that she's not forgotten either, and that her stories and pictures are out there for people to remember her. That is important to your mum particularly, isn't it, Jenna?
It's very important to Mum. Whenever all this trial's happening and everything, everybody gets to hear the horrible details, and it's so difficult to imagine what she went through when this happened. And even for the family, you just get flashes and images, and you just want to be able to remember in a way that isn't so horrific, you know? Yeah. So it's so important, so important.
And I'm not sure if it's helpful or not, Jenna, but I know exactly what you're talking about, because even I, and I'm sure many people listening, you know, even when you at the time and in the weeks after, and we had your mum, I'm not sure if you were with her up here in the years afterwards, and beautiful people. Mm-hmm. But you do find yourself, you know, you do have these flashes where you find yourself thinking about things that you don't want to think of. And it's really difficult. We maybe just don't consider that. Jenna, does the family feel, or do you feel, that all the questions that you had have been answered now, if that makes sense? Obviously, in terms of this, you're not going to be satisfied with the verdict, but that is what it is. But do you feel that all the questions the family has have been answered now?
I don't think every question's ever going to be answered. And maybe now, after the trial is finished and everything's finished, we might have some more time to think about, you know, the lingering questions and things that we want to get answered. And hopefully, maybe we can get those answers.
Okay. Well, listen, Jenna, thanks very much for speaking to us. You know, I mean, the entire county and country has been thinking on you and supporting you in this awful journey and that awful time between the terrible events and the trial, and hopefully now you can move forward with the next stage of the grieving process now that this is behind you. And best wishes to you, to your mum, and particularly to Jasmine's beautiful children. And we just wish you all the strength that you need. But you know that we are thinking on you and praying for you at this difficult time.
Thank you so much. Your thoughts and all your messages and kindness doesn't go unnoticed, and it really, really helps so much. So thank you to everybody.
Bye-bye, Jenna. Thanks very much indeed. That's Jenna McMonagall there, Jasmine's sister.